This is Sound and Vision on KEXP. I'm Emily Fox. The ARCs have released a new record called Electrophonic Chronic. The album was performed and co-produced by Dan Auerbach, the singer and guitarist of the Black Keys, and my guest today, Leon Michaels. The album is in part a goodbye and way to honor the late Richard Swift, who was part of the ARCs. Swift was a touring member of The Shins and had produced for David Bazan of Pedro the Lion, Damian Jurado, and many more. Leon Michaels is here to talk more about the record. Hello.
Hello.
So The ARCs released your first album, Yours Dreamily, in 2015. I remember when that came out. I definitely purchased that record when it came out. When did most of the recordings for this record take place?
The majority of it was like kind of while we were touring the first record. So we just never stopped recording music. I mean, as soon as we were done with Yours Dreamily, you know, on days off on the road, or just we'd meet in Nashville before a tour and like put in 3-4 days recording. So we just kept recording essentially until 2000, I don't know, 17 or 18, something like that.
Yeah. And I mean, I understand you had so many songs you had recorded, and this is just a handful of them. Why put out these songs now? You've had them for so long.
Me and Dan decided to sort of finish the record. I mean, everything was between, you know, 60 and 95% done. Nothing was finished before Swift died. So I think the idea was always to put this record out. I mean, we were recording music for the purpose of making a second record, you know?
Yeah.
But when Swift died, I mean, obviously we couldn't listen to it and we couldn't think about it. And then in 2021, Dan just started sending me Dropbox links, you know, of the mixes we had. And we both got really excited about it. And I think it was like a part of the process of grieving Swift's death. And I think it helped both of us to get back into the music.
Looking at the liner notes in here, like, he's performing in some of these songs.
I mean, yeah, everything was live.
I mean, can you talk more about this idea of this kind of being goodbye to Richard Swift?
I think it helped. The process of finishing the record helped both me and Dan actually sort of grieve his death, because I think we both sort of buried it for a minute.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Richard Swift is such a big name in the Northwest. You know, he grew up in Oregon and he worked with so many artists here in Washington State. You know, he passed away in Tacoma in 2018 from complications from his relationship with alcohol. But, you know, can you just tell me more about who Richard was as a person and an artist?
The first thing that I always remember about Swift is he was like truly the funniest person I'd ever met in my entire life. Mm. Like a legit comedian, you know. He made me laugh more than pretty much anybody. So that was like, you know, being around him was just fun for that reason, because he was just so funny. But then like the music part, I mean, I think when I think about it, and it was like, even, you know, when it was alive, Swift, in the way he did, influenced me more than like pretty much most musicians I play with, just for the reason that he was so, the way he made music and his excitability about music was just so infectious that you kind of wanted to imitate it. You know, he would just, I mean, he was always making music. He prided himself on the fact that he could make music with whatever, like equipment didn't matter. If you had a song or not, didn't matter. As long as you like sat down an instrument, like something was going to happen. And that's really liberating for, you know, for musicians, because you get hung up on the gear you have, like whether the song is good or not. And he was one of these dudes who just like wanted to be in the studio and just, you know, make stuff, yeah, whether it was good or not.
I mean, I also just think about your background as a musician. Like, you've been a session musician and played for like Beyonce. You've also played saxophone with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings when you were like a teenager. And you have your own project called El Michaels Affair. What has the ARCs meant for you to be a part of this project?
I mean, Dan, it started with Dan. You know, Swift got kind of like, it kind of started as, in the very beginning when we made music, it was like, in theory, for a Dan solo project, you know? But then Homer and Nick started playing with us, and then Swift joined, and it became clear it was like its own thing, because it was so collaborative. But yeah, no, I think to be in the Arcs is really just a band where we were friends, for, you know, really close friends kind of first, and then formed the band just on our, you know, friendship and the type of music we like to play. So it was just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And then what has it been like to then kind of revisit these songs again years later and now release them after they've been kind of sitting around for a while?
I mean, it feels good. You know, I think the process of like finishing songs was like pretty joyful. You know what I mean? Rather than like sad. So yeah, no, I'm happy it's coming out.
Is there a particular track or a few tracks off of this record that you're especially proud of?
Yeah, I think River is one of my favorites. I just love like the sort of like cinematic quality of that entire song. And then also that was just the memory of recording that with Swift and Dan was a good one.
Well, I've been speaking with Leon Michaels of the Arcs. They are out with a new album called Electrophonic Chronic. Thank you so much for your time today.
Cool, thank you.
Here we go. One, two.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound.
I remember I took my first step.